Despite attacks, missionaries in India will continue their work. Women's issues take center stage for an outreach in India, and word of mouth boosts the ministry in Honduras. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence has once again struck a team of missionaries in India's northern state of Himachal Pradesh. Gospel for Asia's Danny Yohannan says a large mob of anti-Christian extremists brutally attacked two Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries.
30 people took them to the local temple and stripped them naked and kind of made fun of them, took all their gospel tracts and Bibles and burned it and beat them up really bad, then took them to the police station and had them arrested.
They were later released. They're asking you to pray they'll recover quickly so they can return to witness to their attackers. Yohannan says not only can we pray, we can support them for $30 a month.
Families actually take one of these missionaries in as their own family member. You know, you get a profile and you can stick it up on your fridge or wherever. They pray for them and they're actually doing something that will change eternity.
To support a GFA missionary, we'll connect you at our website. Next, being a woman in India is no picnic. Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer has more.
March 8th was International Women's Day, a global celebration of the achievements of women past, present, and future. However, India Partners' Katie Fielder says women and girls in India often face tough obstacles. India Partners provides hope in a number of ways.
What we do is help them establish different ways of earning an income. One of our most successful is a tailoring school. We also have programs where we are sponsoring widows, giving them a monthly income to help them. We also have medical clinics that we have set up in villages.
Fielder says they're focused on ministry.
Our goal is always to be the hands and feet of Christ and demonstrate our love and care. And then that gives us an opportunity to pray with them and help them understand the motivation behind what we're doing.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thanks to Open Doors USA, you can help the persecuted Chinese believer we told you about yesterday. Aleem John Yimity was imprisoned over a year ago for preaching the gospel. Since then, Yimity hasn't been able to see his family or the outside world. You can help set him free by emailing the Chinese Embassy in Washington, D.C. Open Doors urges American Christians to join their email campaign and petition for the believer's freedom. If you want to join, visit our website. Meanwhile, wherever international aid works, community transformation is their goal. IA's Kurt Rapar says they were recently in Honduras finishing work on installing water filters, new stoves, and latrines. As often happens, the word got out about what was happening, and one thing led to another.
We were working in the next village over, and their village leader, Sylvia, came to us and said, "We need these projects in our village." And this woman advocated for her community. And as a result of that, we've been able to go into their community now and have begun working on projects there.
Sylvia's village, Pilatus, has about 25 homes. The team will finish their projects in May. Rapar says their work often paves the way for ministry.
When we work in one village and are successful, then the leaders of that community go to the next village. And that opens up doors for us to go to places where other people aren't able to have access. That obviously opens up doors for us to spread the gospel in places where the local pastor might not be able to reach.
And in countries like Uganda, education is an economic stimulus package. Not only does education motivate kids and give them hope, it stimulates a village's economy. Most of Bright Hope International's projects include an educational component. Bright Hope provides teacher salaries, pays for school fees and uniforms. An education allows kids to dream of a life free from poverty. With $30, you can send a child to school for a month. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenges. Challenging times for households around the world, HCJB is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.